The Great Pyramids of Giza. There's three of them. There's lots of pyramids around the world, but how did these three so big, with such precision and engineering, with the points all facing true north in the constellation, and with the technology that we have today, still it remains somewhat of a mystery. People think that it was advanced technology for its time. Some other people think that we don't give them enough credit for how savvy they were. What do you think it was? There's a couple theories I like. One is Chris Massey, who says it's a water shaft, and I watched this YouTube video, and basically it's a series of tunnels that the bricks kind of float to the top. And it kind of makes sense with the Nile being around and all this. And there's some other people who think that the technology was too advanced, that it had to been something extraterrestrial. And there seems to be proof, artifacts around it. Other people say it's fake and pseudoscience. But some people believe that Prometheus, you know, that alien franchise, that's basically a true story, that there are engineers who came to show humans how to make this pyramid, and that they're going to return. It's like a classic religion motif, a classic theme. Through the History Channel, you would think something as trustworthy of a brand as the History Channel would come up with something, and they came up with like 11 seasons and 100 hours of content that says that ancient aliens could have done it. And yet, after all the technology we have today, we have Uber, Airbnb, we have Postmates, and we can't figure out a couple dozen mysteries just like the pyramids. So this guy, Eric Von Däniken, in the 60s, came out with this book called The Chariots of the Gods, and he thinks it was extraterrestrial, and now there's like a whole movement behind it. And I looked into him. He made this Disneyland-like theme park in Switzerland because he's Swiss. And it's kind of interesting. It has like different chambers, one that looks like a pyramid, another one that looks like Stonehenge. And he kind of takes you on this tour. And I think he's like worth $30 million or something. People have really bought into this. I don't know. I don't know if I buy into extraterrestrial or aliens, but the thought that we could be alone is startling either way. And it comes to the whole creation versus evolution debate, which I don't think I'll get into on this episode, because that can be something for down the road. And I'll just mention it briefly, like, you can watch every debate there is on people thinking there is God and there isn't God, and you come up with not much more answer than you left with. I personally don't think that you can create something from nothing, but at the same time, there are people who think that reality is a conspiracy, that we're in a simulation, that video games are becoming so realistic that we're unable to differentiate between reality and video game. So there's lots up in the air, but that's the fun of the human experience, is coming up with good questions and experiments and seeking the truth.